Now to issues on our own political front. This year's presidential race got a lot more interesting yesterday when consumer advocate Ralph Nader said on Meet the Press that he is going to make another run for the White House. The news jarred Democrats, who still blame Mr. Nader for throwing the election to President Bush last time. Joining us, as he does regularly, for observations on the political campaign is Slate political analyst Will Salatin. Hi, Will. What do you think about Mr. Nader's presence in the race?
Well, you know, the thing that Democrats are upset about is that Ralph Nader didn't change his mind from 2000 when he ran and cost Al Gore the election. But Ralph Nader is going to run. It's going to be just like 2000, except that everybody else who saw what happened is not going to behave the same way. That is, he's not going to get the same support. First of all, if you're a liberal and you voted for Ralph Nader in 2000 or you saw Ralph Nader run in 2000, you saw what the cost of that was on Election Day, which was that it cost Democrats the presidency and put George W. Bush in office. Then, for the next 3 years, you saw the cost of Bush being president, that his agenda was much more conservative than Nader said it would be. There were very big differences between Democrats and Republicans. Then you have the change of Howard Dean coming into the Democratic presidential race in 2004 and pushing that whole race to the left, so that if John Kerry or John Edwards is the nominee, they have an agenda that is much more to the left, much more to the liking of the kind of folks who voted for Ralph Nader than it otherwise would have been on something like universal health care, for example, which all the Democrats support.
You know, Mr. Nader said yesterday on NBC that he might take more votes away from President Bush because there would be fiscal conservatives who are unhappy with Mr. Bush's spending and liberal Republicans who are just unhappy with Mr. Bush, and they might all go to Ralph Nader.
You know, that just killed me, you know, because there used to be such a thing as liberal Republicans, and now they just don't exist anymore. I have friends who, you know, are very conservative, and they are upset with Bush about, you know, the government overspending and the deficits and fiscal irresponsibility. The notion that any of these people are going to vote for Ralph Nader exists only in Ralph Nader's head.
What about the Democratic race? It now does effectively seem to be a two-person race, a two-man race, John Kerry, John Edwards. Is it even a two-person race? Does John Edwards have a chance and a strategy that could work by March 2nd?
Yeah, I think that this is a race. It's a race because Kerry has not proven himself to be a strong front-runner. Edwards is exactly what Kerry isn't. You know, he's young and dynamic. He has fresh ideas. He's personally appealing to people. So he could take this race away from Kerry. The problem that Edwards has is, suppose he makes it a race, and people say, okay, now we're asking ourselves not just should we nominate John Kerry, but do we really want to nominate John Edwards? Then Edwards would start to get the kind of scrutiny that Kerry's gotten. And then you would see all the things lacking in Edwards that Kerry has. You would start to say, you know, well, wait a minute, this guy hasn't been in office that long, he doesn't know that much about national security, he hasn't fought in a war, and John Kerry is all of those things, and suddenly people would be attracted to Kerry again instead of Edwards.
Let me ask you about another really interesting political figure, especially for those of us in California. Governor Schwarzenegger was also on Meet the Press yesterday, and he said that he supports a proposed constitutional amendment that would allow immigrants who've been U.S. citizens for at least 20 years to run for president. And as it happens, the governor himself was naturalized 21 years ago. Is there any prospect of this proposed constitutional amendment actually coming to life?
Well, I don't know if it'll come to life, but, you know, right now, Republicans are pushing this because they think that Arnold Schwarzenegger is the guy who would benefit from it. You know, here we are after 9/11, the idea of a bodybuilder being president, you know, a strong Republican, yada, yada, that's what will be the result of this amendment. I think it's just as likely that by the time an amendment gets enacted, which takes a long time, voters could be looking for a different kind of president, say a female president who's been a governor of Michigan. That would be Jennifer Granholm, who's a Democrat who was born in Canada, has been an American since she was 4 years old. Under this proposal, she would be eligible to be president, and I think it's highly likely that she would be the beneficiary and that Democrats would be the ones clucking on Election Day.
Opinion and analysis from Will Salatin. He writes the Ballot Box column for Slate. Will, thanks for joining us again on Day to Day.
Thank you, Alex.